Okay, let's get over here to Betty. Hi, Betty.
Hi there, Dr. Wright. You and I will be glad to get out in the sun in a few minutes.
You betcha, ma'am.
I was just listening to what you were talking about, the adrenals, before I get to my question. You said vitamin D5, which I'd never heard of, and you gave a name for it. I didn't know what it was. What was the name you gave?
If I said D, I think I meant B, ma'am, and B as in boy rather than D as in dog. And it's, called pantothenic acid is what it's called.
Oh, okay. Now I understand, because I thought, what's D5? So, okay. And you said that, then you said chromium, and I didn't understand whether you said 1,000 micrograms or 3,000.
Well, I made sure to say that the overdose is 70,000, but there's no point going there. 3,000 will usually do the job.
3,000 will do it. Okay, got that. And then you just talked about hair loss. Does that work for women that took retinols, or is that just for male pattern baldness?
The research report was done with just men. I'm sorry, so I just don't know.
Okay. All right, well, get on to what I need. Is I am just so desperate to get off of Ambien. I have this just, you know, intractable insomnia, which I've had since probably the turn of the century. And I've tried every alternative, you know, medication I can think of for sleep. I have difficulty getting to sleep, and then even with the Ambien, the maximum I will get with it is 4 hours. And if you don't get enough sleep, you have bad health. And I have tried everything. So, but I just heard now that it is also maybe related to dizziness, which is I have dealt, but we don't know what the cause is. Have you got any ideas for somebody that's just desperate to dump that stuff?
Well, got a couple of them, ma'am, and sometimes the easiest way to get off of patent medicine is to look it up in Wikipedia, because even though Wikipedia hates natural medicine, and you can tell that by reading some of their stuff, they are pretty good at telling you the so-called mechanism of action. How does the patent medicine work? And so they're telling us right there, they're telling us the underlying mechanism for how Ambien works involves, good grief, a natural molecule called gamma-aminobutyric acid, or GABA, G-A-B-A. Now, G-A-B-A is made in everybody's brain by nature, little kids. It's true that as we get older, we might not make as much, but it's supposed to be made in everybody's brain. It's a totally natural molecule. And guess what? It's a calmer downer natural molecule. Imagine that. So the people who made up Ambien and hung a patent on it, they were taking advantage of something that nature does. The underlying mechanism is based on this GABA molecule. Let's see. It increases the activity of GABA. Well, GABA, G-A-B-A, gamma-aminobutyric acid. GABA is short for that. And I'm just reading from Wikipedia. It increases the activity of GABA. Well, for good grief, go down to the health food store and get yourself some GABA and start trying that for yourself. Now, the worst I've ever heard happen to somebody with that is they got so doggone sleepy they had to back the dose off. If you haven't heard of GABA, it's in all the natural food stores, but please look for a particular brand for whom I do not work, but it's the only brand in the world that doesn't have any, unnecessary contaminants in it. It's, and in fact, all the other brands are banned from the country of Japan because this is the only one that has no unnecessary contaminants. It's spelled this way, ma'am. It's spelled pharma, as in pharmaceuticals, P-H-A-R-M-A, P-H-A-R-M-A. But it's not made by a pharmaceutical company. It's made in by entirely natural fermentation means, P-H-A-R-M-A-G-A-B-A. So it's pharma GABA, and it comes
okay,
in 100.
It's pharma GABA. Okay.
It's made in 100 milligrams and 250 milligrams, depending on which size you want to get. And most people who find it useful just start with lower dose, see how that does, go up. And the most I've heard so far over the years that somebody needed was 1,000 milligrams at bedtime and then another 1,000 milligrams later. But in both cases, it put them to sleep. And if it doesn't give you a hangover in the morning, which it can do if you take too much, then There really is no hazard to taking the GABA. It's something our very own brains make, ma'am. And it sounds as if for anybody who gets some results out of Ambien, which is just, let me quote Wikipedia again, the underlying mechanism involves GABA. It increases the activity of GABA. So anyway, probably they're not getting enough GABA activity in there, and you get it from the real thing. Why not?
Okay, so that the medication is called PharmaGABA, or the manufacturer is called PharmaGABA?
Well, it's not a medication now. It's an entirely natural molecule, and it's sitting the substance is sitting on the shelf of compounding pharmacies, health food stores, and the Tom McLennan dispensary. Mm-hmm.
So, but that's the name of the substance, not the manufacturer name.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go look for that because I would just love to get off this stuff, but I just, nothing else I've ever tried will get me to sleep. And it's not because I have a problem, thinking of stuff or being stressed out. It's just unknown the cause. But all right, I'm going to try that. Thank you so much.
Okay, before you go, ma'am, let me ask you a question which I didn't get to yet. Did this happen to come on around the time of menopause, this insomnia?
Probably. The sleeplessness, yes.
Okay.
Around the same time.
If it did, ma'am, then over and over again, when I hear from women who had a sleeplessness that came on around the time of menopause, I'll say, well, that's one of many indications for bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. We can focus on that even though, for example, replacing estrogen protects a woman's brain from Alzheimer's, which is a pretty darn good idea, and even though it cuts her risk of cardiovascular disease and osteoporosis and helps the skin look nicer at age 70 than it does for women who haven't been taking it, even though it does all those things, one of the other things that bioidentical hormone replacement does is help ladies sleep. No kidding. And very specifically, it's the progesterone fraction that does it, and oddly enough, it's the progesterone fraction when taken orally, and most of the time we say the bioidentical hormones should be rubbed in, but this is an exception for sleepless ladies. Progesterone taken orally, the liver turns it into, guess what? Natural human tranquilizers! And so many women say that oral progesterone helps them sleep. So, it is less expensive, that's true, to try the GABA first, and it is, again, the mechanism of how does the Ambien work is it works by increasing the activity of GABA. It's less expensive. But there's another alternative for you, just in case that doesn't work, or in case you're interested in bioidentical hormones, see a doctor who knows what they're doing with those. We really know that one at Tom McLennan. And that
now,
might help you too.
So I would need just to take that one hormone, the progesterone.
I wouldn't recommend that, ma'am. I always recommend that all of the natural bioidentical hormones be used kind of in concert. They work best that way. But talk to a doctor about that. There may be an exception for you.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like maybe I can get somewhere because I used to sleep like a log, and one night I couldn't sleep, and I've never been able to sleep since.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a second alternative for you, and since it comes out at the time of menopause, it's worth exploring.
Thank you so much. You have a great day out in the sun.
Okay. You too, and I will. Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's go over here to, let's see, the break. That's where I should go.